on Nick, and it was an immaculate bike. And he was a larger than life character, and his passions in life as well were the TT and Oliver's Mount, with odd trips to Bolton Park. And it's his memory we recall this weekend of a super enthusiast for the sport and for this venue here in Scarborough. And his brother, his wife, and rest of the family, I think, and friends are all here this weekend in memory of a super duper enthusiast, Stuart Whitehead. Sidecar's out on track right now. Carl Fenwick was the first across, with Paul Napton in the chair and Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy ahead of Dave Molyneux. Jake Roberts is new passenger, the youngster we've seen before, but leading the way is number 17, Lee Crawford. And Scott Hardy now using Kawasaki power, and they've gone back to an LCR because the owner of the CES
to the Formula 2 sidecar qualifying session here then, and it's Lee Crawford, Scott Hardy with a 2:02.587 with the Ramsdens, Fenwick and Napton second and third, Dave Molyneux, Jake Roberts fourth with a DMR Kawasaki, Sean and Ben Chandler in fifth, who did get a podium in the feature race here last year, did Sean and Ben Chandler, the father and son pairing from Harrogate.
Summerbridge, to be pedantic.
Summerbridge.
Sounds good.
It does.
Lee and Scott are steaming away with this one. Well, nearly 0.888 is the gap between them and the Ramsdens at present. Carl Fenwick is next.
It's one of them.
Yeah. John Shipley has. Now then, I'm going to try hard on this one. John Shipley has a passenger from Murrisk in County Mayo called David Mock Raymond. I think that's how you pronounce it, so I was told. And although he was another one I was unable to catch yesterday, he worked in the Isle of Man. Manufacturer, the car tires really. it is. The White Rose team go through on the Christie Engineering Services chassis. That's Simon Christie, who was a passenger, then a driver, and three sons who were involved in psycho racing.
Looks like we've got a retirement of a memorial here. This is the number 25 of Dave Marshall and Tony Pitt on their DDM 600 machine. Of course, all these sidecars are 600cc. As Chris Schofield and Tom Dawkins on their Baker Honda come across the line and improve their lap time to a 2:09.006, but they've still got 1.5 seconds to find to overcome Sean and Ben Chandler in fifth place. But number 25, Dave Marshall and Tony Pitt, a retirement of that memorial.
Well, we hope that Lee Crawford and Scott can get that LCR car Zeki sorted out. I think that's the LCR chassis he had before the Christie Engineering chassis he used last year. There go the Remy's, Steve and Matty. Just on 1:59 on that lap, they're easing back, but they're only 0.888 slower than Lee Crawford's. What does that mean? Just over a second faster than Carl and Phil Napton. Molly is in fourth place. You know, I reckon if he sticks at psycho racing, he'll get good.
Who's that, Dave Molly?
He's only 117cc.
You're going against the grain with that bit, I think.
Yeah. Innovative psycho builder for many years. If you couldn't afford an LCR, then who can? The way to go was a DMR. And Dave has campaigned, he's been coming here to Oliver's Land on and off for lots of years. And obviously for many competitors, it's getting signatures for the TT, which is the main thing in life for so many races.
Chris Schofield and Tom Dawkins back across the line at the 2:09.006. And in fact, they have found that 1.5 second deficit, and they've gone up into fifth place, relegating Sean and Ben Chandler, number 68, down into sixth place then. So as it stands, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, they have returned back to the paddock. They are on provisional pole with Stephen Matthew Ramsden in sixth place. As is Carl Fenwick and Phil Napton. Phil Napton, the second of the three generations of Napton sidecar racers. Dave Molyneux and his young passenger, Jake Roberts. Jake, just 20 years of age, started racing at 16, so just 4 years ago then for Jake, and is from Ramsey on the Isle of Man, so not a bad place to grow up if you're a motorcycle racing fan.
Yep, sure is. I know I've seen Jake around, but whether he's been here before, I can't remember. I don't have a feeling he did come. Sidecar drivers and passengers have a habit of swapping and changing. And no, the old memory is not serving me well. There's a Tony Baker chassis there as well for Chris Schofield. A lot of guys reckon the Baker chassis is as good as anything in the Isle of Man. And Tony, who made his debut in motorcycle racing as a sidecar passenger, that was at Beveridge Park. Then he started to drive himself, and people said, there were lots of Baker chassis about at one point, but the only one we have here this weekend is that of Chris Schofield number 71. And his young passenger, Tom Dawkins.
Chris Schofield and Tom Dawkins, as you mentioned, then come across the line and stay in fifth place with a 2:07.480 the session that was set on lap number 6 of 7 for the Schofield Dawkins pairing. Crawford and Hardy, as we know, are back in the paddock. Looks like Dave Molyneux and Jake Roberts have retired to the paddock as well. John Shipley and David McRaymond are still out there on circuit on their LCR 600 machine. Doesn't specify as to which engine of 600cc displacement is in that machine, but there is an LCR chassis for John and Diarmaid. As we look up towards Mansfield, then waiting for the remaining sidecars in this qualifying session to make their way back down towards us. And while the sun did come out momentarily, it looks as though it's gone back behind the clouds again, and the wind seemingly has picked up ever so slightly throughout the course of this session.
I don't see another engine. Ah, yes, just coming into view, having rounded Mountside and down towards the Jeffreys jumps. Although few people get sidecars airborne, although it has been known. I've seen some great shots from various photographers.